Okay, so Shabbos is going to be Tisha B'Av. Just a little halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says that some of that's a chayla on Tisha B'Av really ligos Rabbanon. Makom chayla ligos Rabbanon. The Mechaber Shulchan Aruch says that a chayla doesn't have to pass on Tisha B'Av. The Ramah argues, he doesn't really argue that makom chayla ligos Rabbanon. He says it's true that that's the Ikir Adin, anybody that qualifies as a chayla. But the Ramah says the minig is not to be so makel. Even though the Ikir Adin is that a chayla is excluded from the takana to fast, but nohagul his anais, the minig is to fast unless it's really hard. A person has to shots up how bad a chayla is. If it's very, very hard to fast because of your chayli, then you don't fast. And they're talking over there about muberes and meinekes. Also, they're in the same story, that their ikir adin, the Mechaber says, is that they don't fast, but the Ramah says that the minig is that we should be machmir, that to the extent that it's possible, they should fast. On that chumra of the Ramah, so it's very important. That's one of the areas where this year's setup becomes very relevant. This year that it's a nidcha, so the Mishabura brings down that a number of achrayim write that you don't have this chumra by a nidcha. So on a nidcha, somebody who's a chayla, or for that matter, muberes and meinekes, just skip it. You don't have to try to push yourself. Obviously, someone that's feeling well has to fast, even though it's a nidcha. But for somebody for whom it's somebody who's a chayla, so on an ordinary year, we say, the Ramah says, the nagul his anois, unless they're mitzdar harbe, then we try to be misaneh. But when it's a nidcha, you don't have to stop being mishayar. Am I a mitzdar harbe? Am I not a mitzdar harbe? If somebody's sick, then they don't have to fast. Now, the Mishabura writes, he brings down an interesting chumrah, quotes from the Elia Rav. Elia Rav is one of the Gedalei Achrayim who's, you know, very, very frequently brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishabur, rather.
What's the name?
The Elia Rav. His name, I think, was Elio Shapiro. He lived in the late 16th to early 1700s. You're right. There's also a Medrash by the same name. Right. The Elia Rav, Elio Zuta. There's a Medrash by that name, but then there's also this Rav Elio Shapiro called his Sefer Halacha by that name. The Eli Rabbi writes an interesting halacha, which gives rise to a lot of lamdash shailas. And the Mishabur brings this down. He says that even in a situation where somebody is patur from fasting, because they're not feeling up to it, they can't manage the whole fast, but it's mutav that they should be mesana eza sha'is. Fast a little bit. You should fast a few hours. If you can't fast the whole day, at least fast part of the day. It's anu eza shois. That's what the Elia Rabbah says, and the Mishabur brings it down the halacha, that even somebody that's patur from fasting, and again, this year it's going to be true for more people than on a regular year, but in any year, there are people that are patur from fasting. Somebody who's a bona fide chayla and he's a mitzdar harbe is always patur from fasting on Tisha B'Av, but he should fast a few hours. So that's what's but that's basically, you know, what's negei la halacha was brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah. Then there's an interesting dvar chiddush that was suggested. There was a yid, say it was a tzaddik, that lived about 300 years ago. His name was Reb Shimshon. He lived in Hamburg. He was called Reb Shimshon Chassid. He didn't write a sefer. There's a sefer on Er Chaim called Nazirus Shimshon, which is his notes. He never wrote it. He just excuse me. He just made notes on the side of his Shulchan Aruch. Just Derech HaLimud as he was learning, and about, I don't know, maybe 50 years after he died, somebody said, "Hey, there's great stuff here. Let's put it out as a sefer," and it was put out as a sefer called Nazirus Shimshon. And a number of achrayim, it's not such a well-known sefer, it hasn't been printed many times, but there's the following chiddush in the sefer Nazirus Shimshon is widely quoted by a lot of poskim, not necessarily to accept it, la halacha, but to talk about it, wonder about it, because it's a very interesting suggestion. What Rav Shimshon Chassid said was that if somebody's in such a situation that he could just fast a few hours, right? Like this Eli Rabbi, he should fast a few hours. Better he should fast in the daytime, eat at night. Eat at night, right? The nighttime of the Tanis, right? This year is a little bit complicated because of Havdalah, but let's just say a regular night. Let's say Tisha B'Av is a Wednesday. So Tuesday night, let him have supper, let him have a midnight snack. Eat Tuesday night, drink Tuesday night. And then Wednesday in the morning, skip breakfast. If you can fast for 6 hours, so skip breakfast and fast till lunchtime on the morning of Tisha B'Av. That's more kedai because the daytime part of the fast, this is Vart, that the daytime part of the fast is a bigger mitzvah, is a more important part of the fast than the nighttime part of the fast. So obviously, we're supposed to fast the whole thing, right? Tisha B'Av is a 24-hour fast. You're supposed to fast the whole thing. But if you can't fast the whole thing, and you're just doing this inyan of les anes eza shoyz, better it should be in the daytime than the nighttime because that's a bigger mitzvah. Now, where does this idea come from that it's a bigger mitzvah in the daytime than the nighttime? Mm-hmm. Who would say so? Does everyone agree? So there's a Gemara in Megillah Daf Hey. A very well-known Gemara. This Gemara is quoted in the Kant. It comes into a lot of different discussions. The Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Elazar, in the name of Rabbi Chanina, he said over three stories, really in three different inyanim. Two of them are pretty similar to each other. One is totally random. But he said over three stories together. So the Gemara brings them down together. Rebbe Nata Netiya Bepurim, Verochatz Bekroina Shel Tzipari B'Shavas V'Tamuz Ubikesh Laker Tisha B'Av V'Lehoidu Lechachamim." Hey, there's a lot in that sentence. He says that Rebbe planted a tree on Purim. That's story number one. Rebbe visited the public bathhouses on Shavuos V'Tammuz. That's story number two. And Rebbe wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av, and they didn't let him. V'lehoidu lechachamim was going just on the third one. Now, our emphasis is on the third one, but just to speak out what the others are all about. The first story doesn't seem remarkable to us because it's just saying that he did malacha on Purim. We all do malacha on Purim. Okay, but the reason why we do is because of this story. This Gemara in Megillah, Daf Hey, has a very long discussion about whether you're allowed to do malacha on Purim. You're not allowed to do malacha on Purim. And our maskan is that you are allowed to do malacha on Purim, but there was a tzad that you're not. That was the significance of the first story. We haven't planted a tree on Purim. Then the Gemara says that he took a shower on Shavuos V'Tammuz. That also doesn't come as such a surprise. We also take showers on Shavuos V'Tammuz. But again, that comes from this Gemara, that Shavuos V'Tammuz does not have an Nesir Mechitza. Tisha B'Av has an Nesir Mechitza. Shavuos V'Tammuz does not have an Nesir Mechitza. That's what Rebbe Shteldavek in this story. The first two stories are not remarkable because over there was Haidu L'Chachamim, so this became accepted as normative practice. But the third story was Bikish Lakar Tisha B'Av. He wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av. The simple reading of the Gemara, the way Rabbi Elazar said it over, is that he just, you know, he decided that we're not going to observe Tisha B'Av anymore.
Why?
So, yeah, it's hard to imagine. So the Gemara said, brings down, I don't remember the name, maybe Rav Abba, that Rav Abba said to Rabbi Elazar, you're missing something in that last story. Lo kach ha'yomaisa, elo kach ha'yomaisa. It was a Tisha B'Av Shechal Yetz V'Shabbos. And it was Nidche L'Yom Rishon. So Rebbe said, Hoyol V'Nidche Yidocha. Not that Rebbe wanted to be oikir that we should never have Tisha B'Av on the calendar any year. Rebbe wanted to say that on a year like this, it's already a Nidche. Just forget it. You don't have to bother anymore. And on that, L'Hoydu L'Chachamim. We don't, L'Hoydu L'Chachamim.
You're with Rebbe.
We didn't accept that. What? Yeah, that's
so
a very good point.
I mean, you would think that almost we would say we're supposed to fast to 2 days, and then we.
Okay. Yeah. So that. That's a Gemara in Tanis where Rabbi Yochanan says, if I was there, I would have said that the fast should be on the 10th, not on the 9th. And that Gemara is very much discussed together with this Gemara. In fact, that's I think Tesis on this Gemara brings in that Gemara also. That's not the part of the Tesis that we're going to be learning. The Tesis, I don't remember the Tesis, but the Tesis Yishanim brings in that Gemara. Yeah, these two Gemaras are very much related. This Gemara seems to be going, seems to be taking a different perspective. V'ayin Sham, the Mefarshim talk about these two Gemaras. But what the end of the Gemara is that he really only wanted to take it out of a nidche year. But the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar said it over, that Rabbi was Bikish Lakar Tisha B'Av. And it's interesting, the Gemara ended, then Rabbi Lazar says to Rav Abba, oh, I'm so glad that I met you. This is why it says in Mishlei, Tovim Hashnayim Min HaEchad, that, you see, I was doing it all wrong, but now that I learned it together with you, now I got it right. But Rabbi Lazar was walking around thinking that Rabbi was Bikish Lakar Tisha B'Av. He heard such a story, and he was saying over that story. Tezis Akasha. Tezis, good, it was only a Havamina. Right? It was Rabbi Lazar thought so, and then Rabbi Lazar got corrected. But if something is implausible, then even Rabbi Lazar shouldn't have had the Havamina. I mean, when Rabbi Lazar heard the story, if it's implausible, he should have stopped the storyteller and said, wait, that doesn't make any sense. How could Rabbi Lazar have thought that Rabbi was Bikish Lakar Tisha B'Av? Tosfos asks the kasha two ways. One, in a sort of a machshavadik way, and then in a halachadik way. Tosfos, first of all, kol oichel v'sheitz v'tisha b'av einu zeicha v'roi b'chor b'vinyanu shel Yushalayim, right, that Chazal say that it's so terrible not to participate in Tisha B'Av, a whole, you know, sense of part, being part of the Yiddishkeit. How could it be that Rebbe didn't have this? Rebbe thought that there's no inyan to be misabil for the korban of Beis HaMikdash? Can't be. Furthermore, zakt Rebbe, zakt frak Tosfos, that ein beis in yochel vatal divrei beis in chaveiroi, elim kin gadol memenu b'chacham v'minyan. Even supposing that for some unfathomable reason, Rebbe thought that we shouldn't mourn the korban of the Beis HaMikdash, but the Chachamim from long before him said that we should. So how could he be like her that? So Tosfos says there's something fishy in this Gemara. You can't take the Gemara Kipshuta. Again, even though it's only a Havamina of the Gemara, Rav Abba already corrected Rav Elazar. Rebbe never even had this intention. But what was the Havamina of the Rav Elazar that Rebbe was Bikish Lakar Tisha B'Av? So to that, Zok Tosfos, that when Rav Elazar thought that Rebbe was Bikish Lakar Tisha B'Av, it didn't mean he meant to be accurate entirely, there should be no Tisha B'Av on the calendar. It meant he was Bikir Lakar, the Chumrais Yaseirais, Sheyeshbai, more than the other Tanyas. We know that Shavasa B'Tamas, Tum Gedalia, Asar B'Tavis, all have one set of halachas. They're 12 hours, morning till night, and they're Asar B'Achilu V'Shtia, and that's it. Tisha B'Av has a whole different set of halachas. It's Asar, right? We've seen him in Bayd Yoyim, meaning it's Asar for 24 hours. And it's Asar B'Achilu V'Shtia, Rechit Sasichin, Lasan Tash Shamita, just like Yom Kippurim. Those Chumreis Yaseirais, the Chamish Inuyim, and the 24 hours, that's what Rebbe wanted to be Iker. That's Tosfos's Teretz. That he didn't mean to say there should be no Tisha B'Av, he just meant to say, let Tisha B'Av be like Tzim Gedalia, let it be like Shavasa B'Tamas. On that, and again, you know, then you'll have the following step of the Gemara where it ends up that even on that, it wasn't really for all the years, it was only for the year that it was a nitcha. But okay, but even in the Havamina that it was for all the years, he only wanted to be accurate from the Chumris series Sheyeshbai more than the other Tanyas. Okay, so that means he wanted to eliminate the Isser Chitza Sichin Yasan Tash Shamita, and he also wanted to eliminate the nighttime part of the fast. He wanted to eliminate it shouldn't be 24 hours, it should just be 12 hours. Now, so this is interesting. The Tshuva Nigris Moshe, I'm going a little bit off topic here for a bit. There's, but totally out of left field, there's a halacha, it's a Mishnah in Yevamos, that if somebody wants to marry a woman who was previously married, an almana or a grusha, so you're not allowed to marry her immediately. If she just had a baby, there's an issue called minekas chaveiroi. You're not allowed to marry a woman while she's nursing a baby that she bore to her first husband. And the Mishnah says that the shear, this is Machalik Sanoim, we pass again that the shear of unique is 24 months. And therefore, for 24 months, after a woman was widowed or divorced, if she has a new baby, then she's not allowed to remarry. Now, this is halacha l'maaseh. This is a very significant chumrah. There's a discussion in Poskim that arose many times, you know, over the years. That, but I'm talking now specifically in the 1800s. People were aware that, okay, in the times of Chazal, everybody nursed 24 months, right? We find in Tanakh, by Shmuel, by Yitzchak, Avinu, Chazal talk about how the nursing was 24 months. Nowadays, they said in the 1800s, nobody nurses for 24 months anymore. So the Shlomo Kluger writes in Eben Ezer that nowadays we would be makel and say that she can remarry after 18 months. Why 18 months is not negaya for us now? A combination of what the Mesias was in his days, plus also it has to do with the Machalek Sanoim and the Sugi over there about the different Shira. But he wanted to say a kula that she went to after 18 months. Now, how could somebody get up? I mean, he's a big rabbi, but somebody's going to get up 1,000 years, 1,500 years after the Chasim B'sa Talmud, and say, "Oh, I don't think that's really relevant nowadays." Yeah, this is in the Gemara's time. They said you're not allowed to for 24 months, but nowadays only 18 months. Aim based in Yochel Lavat, deliver based in Chaveiro. Elim came Godlum Menu B'Chacham of Minyan. So Shlomo Kluger said an enormous chiddush. He said that this rule that aim based in Yochel Lavat, deliver based in Chaveiro, right, which is really why I can't argue on the Gemara. I'm not allowed to overturn something it says in the Gemara. That means to be mevatalit mikol v'kol. If an earlier basin made a takana, and I want to uproot it and say it shouldn't be in effect anymore, I want to say you're allowed to marry menekes chaveri. That I wouldn't be allowed to do. Divir basin chaveri, gadol menu b'chachma v'minyin. But I don't want to be oikar the whole thing. I just want to change the rules. I think that nowadays it should have a different shear than it used to. That's okay. Where do you see such a thing that you could, it's not called a bitl divi beis and haverai. You don't need the requirement of gadol mamenu b'chacham v'minyan if you're just trying to change the rules and you're not being mevatel entirely. So Shlomo Kluger said, that's our taisvis. Taisvis asked the kasha, how could Rebbe be oikar Tisha B'Av? Ein beis and yochel lot divi beis and haverai. Elim came gadol mamenu b'chacham v'minyan. And Taisvis answered, he didn't want to be oikar the whole thing. He just wanted to change it for 24 hours to 12 hours. Yeah, well, okay, but isn't that still being oikar divrei beis chaveiro? Oh, you see that if you're not being oikar the whole thing, you're not being mevatel the Tisha B'Av, you're just cutting it in half, that's not called being a bitl divrei beis chaveiro, right? And that Rebbe would be authorized to do. Well, the same way Rebbe was authorized to do that, I'm authorized to do this. If I see that nowadays the appropriate shear is 18 months, so I'm allowed to do this. It's not called being mevatel anything because I'm just changing the shear. Now, this is an enormous chiddush. I mean, almost bordering on, you think Orthodox rabbis wouldn't say such a thing, that we could just, change things that it says in the Gemara. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that there's a tshuva about this in Igros Moshe. Absolutely unacceptable. You can't, there's no such thing as you could be mevatel a little bit of a Takanas Chazal, as long as you're not mevatel the whole thing.
The Raisa would be happy karsis, right?
If it was something midday raisa, then it would surely be Abi Garza. Right. Yeah.
So why not apply that to Rabbanim?
Yeah, so he was saying that you see in this Tosfos that there's a license to be mevatel as long as you're only being mevatel part of a takana, not all of a takana. Rav Moshe says, no, absolutely not. That's not what it means in the Tosfos. You know what the Tosfos means? When Tosfos says that it wasn't called a bitl divrei beis in chaveiro because It wasn't called bitul divrei based in when you change it from 24 hours to 12 hours, it's not because you're not being accurate entirely. Rather, the pshat is because the ikur of Tisha B'Av, this is what Tisha is being megala, the ikur takana of Tisha B'Av was 12 hours. Tisha B'Av is the same as all the other tanyos. And that which we fast 24 hours, that's an extra chumrah that was added, like the Lashon of Taisa, chumrah sisei rites, that was added at some later point. That wasn't part of the original takanas based in. The original takanas based in that ain't based in Yochel Levatel. So, but the original takanas based in was that Tisha B'Av should be a fast. What's a fast? Well, look around the calendar. We look at Shavuos Batamas, Tanis Esther, Sam Gedalia, Sar Batavis. We know what a fast is. A fast means you're not allowed to eat or drink from morning till night. So that's all that Tisha B'Av was. And then and that's untouchable. Ain't based in Yochel Vatel, Divrei Beis Chaveiro, Elin King Gadol Menu B'Chacham V'Minyan, so Rebbe couldn't shepherd with that. But that which we fast for 24 hours, and that which we also observe the other Inuyim, that's all a later institution, maybe some kind of a minhag, but not part of the original Takana. That's why it's not included in the Ain't based in Yochel Vatel. So Rav Moshe says that's what Taisus means, not that you're allowed to take away a part of a takana. But that over here, the original and ikur takana was that it should just be a 12-hour fast, and everything else was the chumris yiseiris. You're allowed to take away the chumris yiseiris.
How did
who know?
I mean, what was the indication that those were chumris as opposed to...
So I think because of the fact that all the other taniyos don't have that, so that indicates the assumption that they're working with here is that all of these taniyos, the truth is, we should mention, they're all mentioned together in the Pasuk. The Pasuk in Zechariah refers to the Tzemer Vi, Tzemer Chamishi, Tzemer Shvi, Tzemer Asiri. So that lumps Tisha B'Av together with the other taniyos. So Tosis is assuming that that means that if we see by three out of the four that it's a 12-hour fast, that means that really the original takana of all of these fasts was that it's a 12-hour fast. And if we find halacha l'maisa that on Tisha B'Av we fast 24 hours, that must be an added chumrah. So therefore, it's not any kind of a makar to this kula of Rav Shlomo Kugler, which Rav Moshe says, interestingly, again, this is not our topic, Rav Moshe actually is makel on the Menekes Chaveiroi after... somewhat earlier than 24 months, but he makes a point of saying he's not doing it for Shlomo Kluger's reason, he's doing it for a different reason, Ayin Shom, that's not our topic. But Al Kapanim, what Rav Moshe is making clear is that what it says in this Tosfos is that the Iker fast of Tisha B'Av is a 12-hour fast, the daytime fast. The Iker Takan of Tisha B'Av is the same as Shavas HaBatamas, it's the daytime. That which we fast at nighttime also, yeah, that's a chumra that was added at some later point. Then we can understand this chiddush from Rav Shimshon Chassid that if you can only do a few hours, do it in the daytime. You're going to fast a few hours in the nighttime, you're going to be missing the whole thing. Yeah, you got a little bit of the Chumri Yisera, but you didn't get the Ikra Atanis. It makes sense then that if you can only do a few hours, do it during the daytime. But this, okay, but that's the basis for this chiddush of Rav Shimshon Chassid. On the other hand, though, there's a different approach to this dilemma, right? The way we were just explaining where the Tosfos come to this from the fact that all four Tanya started out the same, right? They're all there in this puzzle together. How come now we see it must be that Tisha B'Av was originally only a 12-hour fast? But the Ramban talks about this question, and he goes in the opposite direction. He also says that The four Taniyos that are referred to in the Pasuk, Tzemer Revi, Tzemer Chamishi, Tzemer Shvi, Tzemer Asiri, they all have one rule, one definition. But really, that one definition is that they're all 24-hour fasts. They were all originally a 24-hour fast. He says, Kol D'Tikun Rabbanu Ken D'Oraisa Tikun. And the Torah's model for a fast is Yom Kippur. If Chazal made fasts, it would be like Yom Kippur. He also points out that this is the Ramban. He also points out that in the Mishnayos and Tanis, it talks about the fasts for droughts. So over there, you have both models. And it says that the first round of fasts would be 12-hour fasts, but the second and the third rounds were all 24-hour fasts. It's Mestaber, he says, that the fasts for the Churban would be, once you see the Chazal had this elevated model of a 24-hour fast, it's Mestaber that the fasts of the Churban would be like that also. So why is it that on the other fast, Shiva Sabatamas, Sam Gedalia, Asar Batavis, we don't fast 24 hours? So Ramban says that the movement went the other way. Those fasts got smaller. And the basis for this is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches, where the Gemara says that the Nevi'im were Mesakein, that these should be days of Tanis, but they made that Takana specifically for the time of the Churban. Meaning, when it's a Shas Hashmad, and the Goyim are oppressing us, and they're destroying the Beis HaMikdash, during that time, it's a fast mitakanas hanaviyim. And then the Gemara says that there's three phases, though. When it's a Shas Hashmad, then it's a tanas, mitakanas hanaviyim. When it's a Shas Shalom, which, according to most Rishonim, means when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, then it's actually a Mayid. That's the pasuk in Zechariah that I keep on referring to. I'm just quoting the first half of it. It says that Tzoyim Haravi, Tzoyim Hamishi, Tzoyim Hashvi, Tzoyim Asiri, Yiyu L'Sashin L'Simcha. The Navi says they're going to become days of rejoicing. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's B'Shas Shalom, which means when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, then these days become a day of rejoicing. What about, but then the third category in the Gemara is, when it's Ein Shmad Ve'Ein Shalom, then Ratzu Misanin, Ratzu Ein Misanin. When it's in between, it's not a particularly terrible time. It's not a time of Chorban. It's also not a time of Geula. So then these fasts are voluntary. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Ratzu Misanin, if people want, they could fast. Loi Ratzu Ein Misanin, if they don't want to, they don't have to fast. So the Rishonim say that that doesn't mean that it's up to each individual. It means that it's that it was really left as a choice for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael decided that we do fast. It was Zok the Ramban. Whenever the fast is midin the Tekanas HaNeviim, whenever there's a halacha of Misanim, it means 24 hours. That's the only kind of fast that the Neviim made up, like Yom Kippur. But what happened was that now we, fortunately, we don't live in a time of Shmad. We live in a time that's in between. Ratzu, you know, Ein Shmad ve'Ein Shalom. So the halacha is Ratzu Misan ole Ratzu Ein Misan. And Klai Yisrael were allowed to be Makabal whatever they wanted. And Klai Yisrael decided we're going to be Makabal for these other fasts that are not as severe as Tisha B'Av, but we're just going to be Makabal partially. So we just do 12 hours. We don't do the whole Takanas and Neviim. The whole Takanas and Neviim was a 24-hour fast. That's what the Neviim were masakin for all four Taniyos that are Zeichel L'Chorban. But we don't keep the whole Takanas and Neviim because nowadays there's a lot of Ratzu, Lai Ratzu, and they were only Ratzu to this degree. What about Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av, because it was the Lashon of the Gemara is Huch Pulu Bait Sarais, so over there, the Ramban says, it wasn't left up to the Ratzu Misan, Le Ratzu Ein Misan. Tisha B'Av was left mandatory. And so on Tisha B'Av, we still have the original fast, Mitakonas and Neviim, which means that according to the Ramban, the nighttime is not a Chumri Yaseira. According to the Ramban, Tisha B'Av is a 24-hour fast, and the whole 24 hours is exactly the same. According to the Ramban, there's no basis for this chiddush of Rav Shimshon Chassid that it's more kedai to fast in the daytime than in the nighttime because they're exactly the same. So it's interesting. You have Taisa and the Ramban. They're both coming to explain. The Ramban more explicitly is doing this, but they're both explaining for us why Tisha B'Av looks different than Shavas V'Tamas. We know they're part of the same set, the four fasts that are Zeichel L'Chorban. So why do they look so different? So according to Tosfos, the really Shavas V'Tamuz is more the model of what it really looks like. That's what the real Takanas HaNeviim was. And what we do on Tisha B'Av is Chumri Siseiris. Whereas according to the Ramban, it's just the opposite. Tisha B'Av is our window into the Takanas HaNeviim. That's what the real Tanis of the Neviim and Masakim looks like. But the other 3 days of the year, the reason why we don't do this is because we don't really uphold the original Takanas HaNeviim because it's Ein Shalom, Ein Shmad, so Ratzu Misanim, Ratzu Ein Misanim. So we do whatever we want. We just do a 12-hour not eating and drinking. But the original Takana, according to the Ramban, was a 24-hour fast. So we have a Machlokes Tosfos in the Ramban about whether the nighttime is an equal part of the fast. This Chiddush of Rav Shimshon Chassid, obviously it makes sense only according to Tosfos. It doesn't make sense according to the Ramban. Now, I mentioned that it's this chiddush of Rav Shimshon Chassid is fertile ground for a lot of lamdasha and kleres. So the truth is, even if we assume like Tosfos that the daytime is a much bigger mitzvah than the nighttime, and so then there is some logic to say that if you're gonna only fast a few hours, better it should be in the daytime than the nighttime. But there's really a lot of makayres that can be brought into this discussion about whether it's kedai, if you can only do a little bit of a mitzvah, is it kedai to push it off to later when it'll be a bigger mitzvah, rather than do it now? Obviously, the nighttime always comes first. So we're making a trade-off here. Let's assume, like we saw in Tosfos, that the daytime is a bigger mitzvah, but the Tana starts at night. So now this chayle could choose, I could do my small mitzvah, but do it now, or I could do my big mitzvah and do it later. So how do we decide that? So the truth is that a few weeks ago, we talked about an etziv that actually learned this exact halacha from the story in Parashas Kairach, where it says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron to go stop the Magefa with the Ketores, and then it's with me, he was with Dayek, right. That Moshe did it, said it one way, and then Aaron did it a different way. Moshe said that you should put the Ketores together, put the fire and the spices into the pan here in the Mishkan, and then take it outside. Now, taking it outside is a small avera. To do it outside, to actually burn the Ketores outside, that's a big avera. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, do the small avera, don't do the big avera, so put it together in here and then take it outside. But on the other hand, and this is what Aaron was thinking, because on the other hand, to if you wait till later, no, he wasn't going to help for the Malach HaMavet until he met the Malach HaMavet. But what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing was he was accelerating the Aveira. He was making him do the Aveira now. Let's say it's 10 minutes to get out to the Machne. So if you put the spices into the pan there, so the Aveira will happen 10 minutes later. Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, it's better to do an Aveira now, 10 minutes earlier, but it's a smaller Aveira, than wait the 10 minutes and do the bigger Aveira later. That was that chiddush from the Netziv. There's, we spoke that out, we sort of went into a different direction with it. But he, I don't think I mentioned this at the time, but the Netziv said that story with Moshe Rabbeinu is a makar, that if you have a situation where Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos, and you have a pikuach nefesh, you have to be mechalal Shabbos, you have to be mechalal something, you have a vada pikuach nefesh. I gave an example. Let's say there's somebody who's on oxygen, and you need to replace the battery, right? Because it's not going to last for the next 48 hours. You need to replace the battery at some point. But you could do it on Friday afternoon when it's Yom Tov, you could do it on Shabbos, Friday night. On Friday afternoon, there's still the old battery pack still has 12 more hours. You don't have to do it now, but Yom Tov is a much smaller aveira to do malacha. So the Netziv said you should do it on Yom Tov when it's a smaller aveira. He said that's what I learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. Better even though you're doing the aveira sooner, but you can make it a smaller aveira. So that's better. There's a klar in the Bir Halacha. Very, very interesting piece in the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Shin Mem Daled. He talks about if somebody is a soldier, it's a cute line, he says, somebody is a soldier in the army of the Malchus HaReimema, right? Meaning, in the esteemed guard, if somebody has the privilege of serving in the Russian army, that's what he meant to be writing. And obviously he didn't really consider it such a privilege, and he didn't consider it such a Malchus HaReimema, but he had to be careful with what he wrote. And so he says, if somebody is a soldier in the Malchus HaReimema, in the army of the Malchus HaReimema, of the esteemed kingdom, and he has a shift, and he could take his shift on, I think it was like this, it wasn't about which shift. He has a job, he's got to get it done. He could do it. So obviously, if he could do it on Friday, he has to get it done by, let's say, Shabbos afternoon. Now, if he could do it on Friday, so obviously, he's doing it on Friday, don't do it on Shabbos. He's got to chop down a certain number of trees. If he could chop them all down on Friday, obviously, chop it on Friday, not chop it on Shabbos. That's a no-brainer. But let's say he can't do it on Friday. It's already too late for that. So, and it's getting dark. Could he do it? So the Mishnah Berurah declared, could he do it Friday night bein hashmashos? Why now? Obviously, bein hashmashos is only a suffix Shabbos, smaller aveira, but it is an aveira, and maybe you'd say that he has no need to do it now because no one's going to kill him for not doing it. He's not going to get in trouble if he doesn't do it. He has until tomorrow. Tomorrow, the deadline is at 2:00. So at 1:30. He's got to get to work because otherwise they're going to kill him. It's a pekuach nefesh. Pekuach nefesh is deich Shabbos, but the pekuach nefesh is only coming tomorrow at 2:00. This evening, there's no pekuach nefesh. So could he be deich Shabbos on Friday night, bein hashmashos, when there isn't a pekuach nefesh, to avoid, right, that's what we're calling the smaller aveira, but he's doing it earlier, to avoid having to do the bigger aveira when it's a vade Shabbos, but then already there's going to be the stronger heter of the pekuach nefesh. Now, these cases are all a little bit different than each other. There's a lot of factors in each one that differentiate one from the other. That's the Mishnah Berurah's klar. And he doesn't bring this, but I wanted to mention there's a machlokes rishonim at the beginning of paragraph below to the Mila in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed, which is very relevant to this. In the beginning of paragraph below to the Mila, Rabbi Elazar Omer Mila u'machshiri Mila deichin es haShabbos. That machshiri Mila are also deichin Shabbos. Now we don't pass them like Rabbi Elazar, we pass them like Rabbi Yekiva. At the end of the mission, who says that the machshirim are not deichin Shabbos. That's why halacha lemaisa. And this whole discussion that we're going to have just now is not going to be relevant to halacha. Let me just clarify first. Halacha l'maisa, mila is deicha shabbos, but machshir mila are not. And therefore, if there's a rishus rabbim, right? If you live somewhere where you can't carry on Shabbos because the streets are rishus rabbim, you don't have tzuras ha-pesachs around the streets, so then you need to make sure the knife and the baby are under the same roof before Shabbos starts. The mohel can't bring his tools on Shabbos. Even though the mila is deicha Shabbos, that's the actual malacha of doing the mila, that's a malacha also, that's deicha Shabbos. But carrying the knife through the streets, that's not deicha Shabbos. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion, and that's how we pass him. But Rabbi Eliezer, he has the first word, in the right, the parak is named after him, his parak for Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. Rabbi Eliezer holds that machshir mila are also deicha Shabbos, which means that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't have to bring the knife before Shabbos. If you didn't bring the knife before Shabbos, you could bring the knife on Shabbos. You bring the knife through the Rosh Hashanah to do the Mila, because Machshir Mila also Deicha Shabbos. Taisus over there is Kasham. Why does he allow you to bring the knife through the street? You have, right, the Moyel has the knife in his house. The parents have the baby in their house. We got to get the two of them together. Why do we bring the knife to the baby, which is a real malacha of carrying? Why don't you bring the baby to the knife? Because there's the mile of hachay noiseis atzmai, which is not a hetra l'chatchila to carry people, but it helps at least on a deraisatic level. It reduces it from a deraisa to a derabanan. There are details to that. Taisa seems to have a very broad definition of that, but at least, but this Taisa is kasha. Bring the baby, it's a hachay noiseis atzmai, you could avoid the malacha deraisa. So Taisa. Why do you have to?
You have to take the baby to the and have to bring the baby back.
No.
You got to stay at the Moe's house all day.
Yeah, the Moe's got to go back too.
But they have to carry the knife back. Okay, you pick up the knife on Sunday morning.
If he has another bruise.
No, wait, but if you. So what you're saying, this really takes his answer, but not exactly the way that you're saying it, that he'll have to do it twice. Again. You say you'll have to do it twice, but if both of them would have the same heter, meaning carry it there and carry it back.
But the knife you could leave.
Right. No, in Echanam, you're doing it twice, but you're doing a non-malacha twice. And a non-malacha twice, that's for sure better than doing a malacha once. So just saying that you'd have to bring it back, so you have to do it twice, that's not a teretz. But Taisus does answer like you, because there's one additional twist. He said, even though we say chai nosei satsma, but that's only a healthy chai. But a sick chai is not nosei satsmai. And the baby after the mila is sick. Now, of course, this is a very big chiddush that it's an 8-day-old baby. Doesn't really make a difference if he's healthy or sick. But okay, that's the assumption that Taisus is working with, that before the mila, there's a chai nosei satsmai. But after the mila, he's not. And like Robert said, that after the mila, he's got to be brought back to his mother. And the mother can't come there, she's sick. So you have to bring the baby back to the mother. So, and that's really not going to be a malacha. That's really not going to have the heter of chayne seis atzmai. So it's a malacha. So you're going to have to do the malacha sooner or later. So you do the malacha already now. That's what Taisa says. That since you're going to, if we would, let's say we would bring the baby to the mother's house, we could have, right, before the bris, right? This is at 9 o'clock in the morning. We could avoid doing a malacha. That's true. But if we do that, we're going to have to do a malacha at 12 o'clock to bring the baby back home. That's already a malacha. So we're going to have to do the malacha at 12 o'clock anyway. We might as well do the malacha at 9 o'clock. What's the difference? The malacha is going to be done at one point anyway. So it makes no difference if it's earlier or later. That's what Taisa says. To which the Rashba responds, the Rashba argues, the Rashba says, what do you mean it makes no difference? You're going to have to do it anyway. When you have to do it, you have to do it. But right now, you don't have to do it. So, of course, it should be better to bring... He doesn't accept Taisa's answer. The Rashba gives a different answer to Taisa's kasha. But he doesn't accept Taisa's answer that we don't bother trying to avoid the malacha at 9 o'clock because we're anyway going to have to do malacha at 12 o'clock. If at 12 o'clock you have to do malacha, so that's 12 o'clock. problem, but that's not a hetter to do malacha at 9 o'clock. So we have here machlokes, Taisus and the Rashba, whether there's any benefit to trying to push off the malacha. The Rashba says, yeah, you can't do any malacha now. If we could wait and do it later, then there's no hetter to do it now. And Taisus says, no, if you're going to have to do it anyway, might as well do it earlier. So this is very relevant to this klar of the Bir Halacha. Again, there are distinctions that could be made, but the Bir Halacha was klaring, is there, am I allowed to do the Malacha earlier, even though the Pirach Nefesh is not coming till later? So according to Taisus, for sure it's mutter. According to Taisus, even without the Maila, that if I do it earlier, it's Bein HaShmashais, right? So I have, so it's a less of an Aveira. Even without less of an Aveira, the Taisus was prepared to say that if you're going to have to be Mechal this Shabbos at some point, I don't really care when you do it. Earlier or later, it makes no difference. So according to Taisus, of course we would tell the soldier to chop down the trees Bein HaShmashais rather than to chop them down on Shabbos afternoon. According to the Rashba, it's much less simple. According to the Rashba, you're not allowed to do a malacha now just because you would have to do it later. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, maybe, you know, then you could start to declare, what about the fact that now it's only a suffix, maybe later it's a vadai? So according to the Rashba, there's a basis for this clear of the bir halacha, but according to Taisus, it should be easy that we'd be matter doing it earlier. Right, then we have no qualms with doing it earlier. So now, coming back to B'Shimshim Chassid's Ha'ara, so B'Shimshim Chassid, so it's a little, he's saying that it's a bigger mitzvah, so, okay, let's phrase it a little bit different. Let's talk about it as if this was an Isser Achila. Right? It's a bigger Aveira to eat on Tisha B'Av in the daytime than in the nighttime. So he says, so eat in the nighttime when it's a smaller Aveira, don't eat in the daytime, when it's at least for part of the time, because there it's a bigger Aveira. So that's along the lines of the Taisvis that allows you to trade in a later Aveira for an earlier Aveira. The Rashba who says, no, you always have to make the Aveira later. The fact that I would have to do it later anyway is not a hetter to do it now. When you could keep Shabbos, you have to keep Shabbos. So the Rashba svar would also be, when you could keep Tisha B'Av, you have to keep Tisha B'Av. And the fact that it's going to be a smaller Aveira, so to speak, later on, that holds less... it's a smaller Aveira earlier. Right, that's a less compelling argument according to the Rashba. Again, we said, like the Bir Halacha pointed out, it could be even according to the Rashba, when we add the fact that it's bigger and smaller, that can make a difference. But it's certainly... easier according to Taisus, this chiddush of the Zeiros Shimshon is easier according to Taisus than it is according to the Rashba. Now, that's all if we look at it as an Aveira. The truth is that our case is a little bit tricky, right? You have these clairs sometimes by mitzvahs, sometimes by Aveiras. Over here, when we talk about a Tanis, so that's already a whole different shear. Do we look at this as an Aveira when we talk about breaking a fast? Is that similar to doing malacha on Shabbos because it's an Isser Achila, or is that more similar to saying Kriya Shema because it's a mitzvah to fast? It's a mitzvah tanis. Of course, the mitzvah is done passively, but it's you know, in the Torah, certainly by Yom Kippur, it's phrased as a mitzvah.
No bracha on
the
tanis because it's not like
an act.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an act. That's true. There's not a bracha on it, right?
And this person has a heter to eat regardless. We're just saying if you can eat, so
right,
eat
right, right.
One. So he's pasta from the tannis completely. I mean, if he can,
that's
fast
true.
A little bit.
Right, that's true. Right, the Eli Rabbi. Right, this is all within that chiddush of the Eli Rabbi, but still, it's kedai. If he could do a few hours, let him do it. So what's, you know, which one is preferable? So it's when it comes to
that breaking the fast doesn't imply that
you've
now broken
it, right. This Eli Rabba, or at least certainly this Nazir Shimshon, is assuming that fasting a few hours in the middle has some merit, right? Has some value, even though the fast is broken already. Right. We don't say that a fast that's already broken.
You would think that in terms of the difficult, there'd be some, you'd say start first thing with the Eli. You know, at the beginning, during the day, maybe, or something. Because
That's what that is. What he's
saying.
Not
taking into consideration at all the difficulty of the fast. He's only taking into consideration the timing of where you choose. Which anyone would say, so choose the last 2 hours. So eat the whole day. Choose the last 2 hours. You hit the day, and then it's an easy fast. As opposed to why not make it more difficult? Fast the first 2 hours when you wake up is always more difficult. You know, like it seems unusual that that's not.
I hear. I don't know if that. I don't know if that would fulfill this Indian of the Eli Rabbah. Nobody eats every hour of the day, right? If somebody would have breakfast, lunch, and supper, but between 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he's not eating, and say, "Oh, I fasted a little bit of the day." I don't think that would qualify. I think it means fasting, so it has to be either in the nighttime, meaning at the beginning of the fast, or in the morning.
Okay.
So when the sort of the parallel discussion, right here, this Bir Halacha and the Tais and the Rashba are about by an Avira. The parallel discussion by mitzvahs, it's a very well-known discussion, sort of was opened by the Radvaz. The Radvaz talked about a shayla. If somebody's in prison and the king says, then I'll let you go out for one day in the year. So which day should he choose? In prison, he can't do any mitzvahs. If he goes out, he'll be able to do anything that day. So which day should he choose? I think the Radvaz could be even sets up the case that it's Erev Yom Kippur and the next day is Yom Kippur. But the Radvaz says, that, I'm not sure if the Radvaz himself sets it up that way or in the Chacham Tzvi, he talks about that, he gives that scenario. But the Radvaz says, I don't really care. If it's Yom Kippur, if it's Erev Yom Kippur, or what day of the year it is. Anytime the king says that you could do mitzvahs one day of the year, so which day do you choose? Your answer should be today. Because Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. So, what?
The Rashba.
Right. So that's along the lines of the Rashba. That you always, don't worry about later. Right now, right, the Rashba was saying in Legabe Averis, that right now you could avoid Averis or avoid Averis. If later you're going to have to, so okay, later when you have to, you have to. But when you can avoid, you avoid it. So over here, Legabe Mitzvah, the Radvaz is saying the same thing. He invokes the rule of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, and he says that, if I say Kriyat Shema today, I won't be able to say Kriyat Shema tomorrow because I'll be stuck in jail. Okay, or I guess Kriyat Shema you could, whatever. But tefillin, if I put on tefillin today, I won't be able to put on tefillin tomorrow. Fine, tomorrow when I can't, I can't. But today I can, so there's no excuse not to. That's what the Radvaz says. The Chacham Tzvi brings down this Radvaz. A lot of people bring down this Radvaz. So you can imagine, it's a very engaging shayla. He disagrees. He says,
a lot of people are in jail.
He,
okay. You have to ask, he would say, do today because Mashiach could come tomorrow.
Okay. Right? So maybe the Radvaz was Chassidish Rebbe. He also said to do today. The Chacham Tzvi brought an interesting raya. He said, you see, we don't always say whichever mitzvah you could do soonest, the sooner the better. And yeah, true, there's a rule of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, but we all know, right, from common experience, Kiddush Levana, we like to do on Matzah Shabbos. So if it's, let's say it's the fifth, you walk out on a Tuesday evening, a Thursday evening, you look up and you see a moon, and it's the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh day of the month. So you don't say Kiddush Levana. You wait for Matzah Shabbos. Why Matzah Shabbos? The place can say, right, because you're wearing Big Day Shabbos, so it's a hiddur in the mitzvah to do it with your Big Day Shabbos. So I have a choice. It's right now, it's Tuesday night. I could do the mitzvah now without this hiddur, right? So we'll call that the smaller mitzvah. Or I could wait 5 days, 4 days, and do a bigger mitzvah, but I'm waiting. And the halacha is that we wait. Right? Except if
it.
Yeah, so if it's too close to the end of the, to the middle of the month, or if it's too close to the end of the Zman, then we say don't wait. But I think
even theoretically a risk of missing.
Right, I guess there's always, some degree of risk. I think in the Shulchan Aruch it says that up until the 10th of the month it's kedai to wait, and past that it's not kedai to wait.
What if you're Yundi and you're always in your Big Day Shabbos?
If you're what? No. No, it just looks like Big Day Shabbos to you. Really, really it's different. Trust me. I also have a different, I have a different tie. The So he says, you see over there that we don't always say im avir and al mitzvahs. But he says, so the advice, but maybe this is because the Kiddush Levana, that's the same mitzvah. I could do it now, or I could do it later, better. So on that, we say, do it later, better. But if I'm choosing between a mitzvah that I could do now, or a different mitzvah that I could do later, but the other mitzvah is bigger, so maybe there the advice is right. I don't make cheshbonis to skip this mitzvah because I could do a bigger mitzvah later. I could do this mitzvah now, im avir and al mitzvahs. Kiddush Levana is a unique case because it's really, it's the same mitzvah. So according to the Radvaz for sure, but I think, so according to the Radvaz, it would seem like over here we wouldn't say fast in the daytime because it's a bigger mitzvah. Again, even assuming that we accept what Tosfos said that the Iker Tanis is in the daytime, so that's a bigger mitzvah. But according to the Radvaz, aim of your own mitzvah, so do it when you can. According to the Chacham Tzvi, the Chacham Tzvi said that sometimes it is, when it's the same mitzvah but it's bigger later, then it is kedai to wait. So the Chacham Tzvi L'Chaira would say, he would argue with this, according to the Chacham Tzvi, there's more of a basis to say, like Shem Shemcha said, that you can wait till later. It's the same fast, and it'll be a bigger mitzvah if you wait till the daytime, so that's similar to the Kiddush Levana model. The Chacham Tzvi would agree to the idea of waiting. There's a Chai Adam, the last Maramakrim on this, the Chai Adam, he says that he disagrees with the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi. He says that they're both missing something important. We really, even if it's separate mitzvahs, we don't say, there's no rule that you say do whatever sooner, because they might be in all the mitzvahs. So they'll bring you a raya. There's a well-known Gemara, where the Gemara talks about Ner Shabbos v'Kiddush Hayoyim. Which one is better? You only have enough money to either to buy a candle or to buy wine for Kiddush. So which one should you do? And the Gemara comes out that you should do the Ner Shabbos because it's Shalom Bayis. But if the Gemara didn't come up with that Maila, it was a good clear, right? Which one you have, $1, you could buy either one. So the Gemara is clearing which one you should buy. Well, what about the fact that the Ner Shabbos comes first? On Erev Shabbos, you have to light the Ner Shabbos. And you know, afterwards, when after it's dark, you're going to have a mitzvah of Kiddush. So why don't you do the one that comes first? That's the right balance, mitzvah Bal Yotcha. But the Chayyadim says, I have a raya from this Gemara that we don't always apply mitzvah Bal Yotcha or Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvah. It's really the same thing, Eim Avir and Al Tach Mitzana. We don't always apply that. So he says that that's only...
The mitzvah didn't come yet, still. You're buying it.
That's true, mm-hmm. That's true. The time that you're buying it, that's an interesting distinction, right? The time that you're buying it, it's not the same as the time that you're doing it. Okay, but the Chayodam brings this as a riot. It's a good argument that you're making. He says that we're always more interested in which is the bigger mitzvah. Concession that I would make is that you have Gemaras in a number of places that talk about Cheshin and Shema Yomos. The Gemara says that Lizman we're not Cheshin and Lechrei, that's Shema Yomos, but we are Cheshin and Lechad. You're probably thinking of the Mishnah at the beginning of Yuma, right, where forget over there. We are maskin and loy ish acheres, right? No. We say we prepare another kohen gadol.
Spare wife.
So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Wani also maskin loy ish acheres," and we paskin on that. I think that we don't. By the way, what he says is that Lizman Muat were not Chesh Hashem Yamas, but Lizman Merubah, I think it's based on Mishnayis and Gittin, about if somebody, an Eishes Kayin, and her husband goes away and she's eating Chuma on the assumption that he's alive, because we're Lechashin and Hashem Yamas, but Lizman Merubah, we are Chesh Hashem Yamas. So without having a very precise shear of what's called Lizman Merubah, but he says if it's within a relatively short period of time, you don't, then you look for which is the biggest mitzvah. But if the biggest mitzvah is going to come in a long time, then we don't say skip all the mitzvahs until then, because then what if you end up dying in between and then you're not going to have any of the mitzvahs? But as long as it's within his man Ruba, then you choose the biggest mitzvah. So you have, so these are the Rashi Prakim on this Shaila. The Radvaz, the Chacham Tzvi, and the Chayyad. And the Radvaz says you always go for the immediate mitzvah. The Chacham Tzvi said that as long as it's the same mitzvah, we push it off till later. But we don't trade an early mitzvah, this mitzvah today, for a bigger mitzvah that's going to come later. And the Chayyadim says, no, I think that we do that also. We trade off a smaller mitzvah today for a bigger mitzvah that comes later. So this Chiddush of the Nazir Shimshon is very much negated to that discussion. Also, according to the Radvaz, we definitely wouldn't say like his Chiddush, but according to both of the other opinions, there is a basis to say like his Chiddush. And Halacha L'maisa, and this Halacha L'maisa, I saw that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring this Chiddush of the Nazir Shimshon, which isn't a riot to anything. I mean, it's not such a mainstream sefer that I don't think he ever quotes from him, as far as I know. But in the new Dirshu Mishnah Berurahs, they bring down on the side of the page that all of the Gedalia Pesachim in the previous Dar, and this seemed to have been a popular shaila that was going around, they quote over there, I think, of Nissim Karelitz, and Rav Yashiv, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, and I think Rav Vosner also, and they all said that Allah halacha were not choshish for this chiddush of Rav Shimshon Chassid, that if somebody's able to fast a few hours, so they should fast the beginning of the fast, meaning at the nighttime, the sooner the better. That's how we implement this halacha of the, again, this is all about the chumrah of the Elia Rabbah, that somebody who's putter from fasting, right, which is especially negated this year because more people are putter from fasting. Anyway, that's not feeling well, it's putter from fasting. But yeah, the chumrah of the Elia Rabbah, that you should fast a few hours, so the haskamas ha-paiskim, again, we had this exciting chiddush from the Nazirus Shimshin that you should push it off till the daytime. But the haskamas ha-paiskim halacha l'maisa is that no, you should do it right away at the beginning of the fast. Yeah.